Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. How are you doing today? Are you happy? Are you excited? Do you feel yourself uplifted and ready with possibility and potential? Or have you had a rough week? I mean, we all have them. We all have weeks where we're up. We all have weeks where we're down. But I hope that you are finding yourself living your life to the fullest, and that your business is helping you live a life that thrives, a life of possibilities, and a life of purpose. Today we want to talk to you today about a word that is bigger than success. We want to talk to you about something called significance. Now, for some of you, you're going to think a lot of things when you hear the word significance. And what I'm here to tell you is that you're probably all right. Significance is the things that are important to us, the things that make our life come together in a way that is bigger than what success ever could be. It's good to have success, don't get me wrong. You want to always be achieving and going for your dreams, your goals, your passions. But your success can only be as good as it allows you to be significant, to make an impact, to have a contribution, and to live a life that is worth it for you. So I'm going to ask you the question again. Are you successful? Are you significant? Does your life have significance? Today I'm delighted to be joined by an incredible entrepreneur. His name is Aaron Walker. He's from a company called View From The Top. And Aaron is going to talk to us today about significance in our lives. I'm really looking forward to you all to be able to hear some impactful words from my wonderful guest, Aaron Walker. Hey, Aaron,
hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Doing great. So I know you're from Nashville, but just getting to know you here a little bit. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to this point in your life.
Yeah, you know, I started really early, Steve, at 13 years old, working for my dad in the construction industry, and we remodeled a pawn shop. And when I was 15 years old, I'd worked there now a couple of years, fell in love with that business. We came from a really, really humble background. My dad was a great general contractor. He was just a terrible businessman. Mm-hmm. At 18 years old, I met a couple of guys that had plenty of money, and we forged a relationship and a partnership, opened our first business. By the time I was 27, 9 short years later, I sold out to a Fortune 500 company in Fort Worth, Texas. And then I took about 18 months off and got fat and lazy. My wife said, "You got to get a job." And I went back to the pawn shop I started with, spent about 10 years building that company up to 4 times the size it was when I started 10 years earlier. And then, Steve, my life changed forever on August 1st, 2001. I was headed to the office. Things were great. It was muggy and hot as it is in Nashville, Tennessee in August. And I was just minding my own business on my way to the office, and a pedestrian was crossing the street, didn't look my way, and unfortunately he was killed. 3 days later he died in the Vanderbilt trauma unit. I hit him and they took him to the hospital, and it was a very, very unfortunate situation. And then I decided to retire. I said, "I'm going to sell out. I've been chasing money all my life, and I've got enough. I don't have to do this kind of thing anymore." So I took about 5 years off in the process. And what I discovered in that process, Steve, was that I'd had a lot of success, but it was all about me. Everything that I had done was about myself. And I really hadn't done anything for others, or I hadn't been significant. Dave Ramsey's a good friend of mine, and he took me on vacation back in 1997, and we heard a speaker named Bob Buford. He wrote a book called Halftime. And what he told about was how men did this. They would work the first half of their life historically for success, and then they would spend the remainder of their life looking for some type of significance. And it really took that automobile accident to get me to realize that I had no significance in my life whatsoever. So since 2001, I've been on a quest to live successfully and significantly.
I like that. I remember I was in my young 20s, actually, at a men's group, and they were going through a book called Moving from Success to Significance. Mm-hmm. It was an interesting view into 20 years ahead in my life, basically, because I was far and away much younger than that group, and they were all on that journey to make their life be about something more than just the acquisition of wealth and status and that kind of thing. So I think it's neat to hear people talk about how that journey of discovery really works for them.
Yeah, we all find it in different ways, and I'm trying to educate people better now to not wait on the heart attack to lose weight, and don't wait to have the automobile accident before you change your life and do things significantly for other people. We're intelligent people, and we should make that choice automatically rather than being reactive. And so just take a look at your own personal life and think if you're being not only successful, but are you being significant simultaneously?
So for somebody who's struggling with definitions of these words, what is the difference between having a significant life versus just being successful?
Well, I think everyone has to make the determination for themselves what these definitions are, but I know that I had to go through that exercise personally to discover for me, what does success even mean? I mean, does that mean, $1 million, $10 million? Does it mean no money and all your time? Each person has to decide for themselves what success even is. For me, I'll give you a kind of a list of things for me. First of all, it's choosing my own schedule. I like to be able to get up in the morning and decide whether I'm going to work or I'm not going to work or if I'm going to do this or that. So for me, huge amount of success was choosing my own schedule. The second thing was financial freedom. I wanted not to have to worry about every Friday, meeting the obligations that I had. I wanted to have a little bit of money so that I could have some sort of financial freedom. Another big thing for me being successful is having an engaging family. And I know for some people they don't have necessarily family, but for me, I've got a big family. I have two daughters and five grandchildren, and so it was very important to me to be able to spend time with my family and engage them. Matter of fact, we even lived in Goodlettsville, which is about 10 miles north of Nashville, and my kids moved to Hendersonville, which is about 15 miles further up the road, and we elected to sell the house we had and move to Hendersonville to be closer to our family. Although we were 15 minutes away, I wanted to be 5 minutes away, so we moved and we bought a house there so we can see our grandchildren even more. Relationships are really big to me, and I wanted to have meaningful relationships. And so these are some of the things that, for me, I deemed as successful. Then I started thinking about significance and what does that even mean. And I said that it means meeting the needs of others, learning to fully engage people, kind of stop waiting your turn to talk and listen to people intently. And then one of the big things for me, Steve, was being able to help people that couldn't repay me. In business, oftentimes we'll do things for people simply because we're going to be repaid as a result of it. But I wanted to do random acts of kindness, reach out and help people that couldn't repay me. Those are just a few of many, many things on the success list and the significant. But for this conversation today, those are some things that I think are successful and significant.
And I think that's important that each person needs to really determine what is significant for them. I mean, I know that Nafisa, the guest that we had a couple of weeks ago, was talking about often the very first step that we skip in our business is not to look at what kind of a life do we want to live before we determine what kind of business we want to have. I mean, if you want to stay at home and you're creating for yourself a traveling type of a business, you're probably never going to be really fully satisfied with it because you're constantly on the go when what you really want to do is be home with your family.
Right. Yeah, we have to decide for each one of us what kind of life we want.
So what would you say you found is the most significant thing, you know, that a person should start considering when they start thinking about significance rather than success?
Well, significance historically means looking out for someone else, not for yourself, and it's to how you can serve others. Gary Vaynerchuk wrote a great book in Jab, 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 Right Hook, and it simply is a boxing analogy that we give, that we give, and we give, and at some point you have permission to ask. Well, it's the same way in looking out after people that are in your sphere of influence. How can you aid them? How can you empower them, encourage them, champion their cause? What are the things that you can do to help make them successful? I know my philosophy in business is a little bit different than some people, but I've had people to work for me over the years, and I've had hundreds of people work for me, and I would help them open their own business, some of them even in direct competition with me. And some people say, well, you're crazy. Well, I say, well, I'd rather have 5 or 10 years really good out of somebody, because if they're that good, historically, they're going to probably go in business for themselves, and then aid them in doing that, form an alliance with those people. I'll tell you what we even did in the construction industry. We had a number of competitors, and instead of continuing to debate and argue and try to hold your cards close to your chest, we formed an alliance called the Master Custom Builder Council, and we started coming together meeting once a month. And out of that came charitable parade of homes, where we would get together and build parade of homes, and we would charge admission, give the money to charity. Then we started meeting and saying, well, listen, collectively we do a lot of business together, so why don't we form this alliance and go to the vendors and the suppliers and make an offer to buy in quantity? And we did, as a result of our strength. As a result of that, we got better prices. We could pass it on to our clients, and as a result of that, we get more customers. So we went for years and years and years forming this alliance to help each other instead of fighting, instead of not sharing the subs or the vendors or the contractors. And then we started pooling those resources together, and it grew all of our businesses.
I really like that. I like the concept of, you know, businesses who find ways to work together rather than feeling like the world is so small that we have to, you know, fight and scratch and scrape for every last dime in our particular marketplace. I think that when we really embrace that spirit of giving and cooperation, that we find that the world is actually a much bigger place, you know, than what we were giving it credit for.
Yeah, people think that the pie is only so big, and that's just not necessarily true. You know, there's many, many opportunities to help people that are in the same line of work or industry as you. I know in the what I'm in now, coaching, we get together and we talk about different things that are working. We share. It can be done in any service industry or any industry, whatever product you're selling. You can share and come up with something that's better than you can working on your own.
We hear it all the time. There is so much impact that comes from being part of masterminds, of having coaching, of relying not just on what comes to our own mind, but on having the ability to be able to glean information and use the power of other people in our lives. I encourage you, while you're listening to these commercials, to think about the people that already are pouring into your life and how you might be able to find others and allow those that already are to have a greater significance in your life. While you listen to these commercials, thank you for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thank you for joining us. I'm here with my special guest today, Aaron Walker, and we have been talking about the importance of the significance in what we do with our businesses. I know a lot of times we talk about the pursuit of success. We talk about succeeding, about meeting and even exceeding our goals, dreams, and expectations. But do we think about significance? We talked about in the last break, or before the last break, about the impact that having a group of people around us can have in our lives and how important it is to allow others to pour into us. And now we want to dive deeper into what it really means to be significant, to not just be successful, but to live as a thriving entrepreneur means to be significant. So what is the biggest thing that living a significant life brings to a person as opposed to just chasing that brass ring, that mountain of wealth or whatever?
Yeah, Steve, I'll tell you what happens with that, because we didn't have anything. Robin and I got married 2 weeks out of high school, and we both come from very poor families, and we didn't have anything. Then we decided to do it a little bit differently. We said, we're getting some great opportunities here, and we're going to take advantage of it. And we opened our first store, and it did well. We paid off a 10-year loan in 36 months, and we saved the money and bought another store. And then each time through this process, now, bear in mind, I was young at the time. I was thinking, well, if I get one more store, surely my life will be twice as good as it is now. And if I can just make $50,000 more, then I'll have all these issues taken care of, and my life will be better. And I kept moving the needle, but I also kept moving the metrics. And then I kept saying each and every time it's going to be better when. And I found out pretty quick that that's not the way it works. And the things that I was striving for didn't scratch the itch like I thought it was going to. And so I would just simply say that be sure your ladder, you know, is propped on the right wall as you're climbing up, because that view that you're going to get may or may not be what you're anticipating. And I just tell people that there's things that really move the needle better. It's when you're forming personal relationships and you're helping others receive the things that they want. And so for me, that has been much more significant than continuing to move the metrics in my personal life.
I wonder how many of us fall into that trap of when such and such happens, if I could be, rather than really relishing and enjoying right now. What if then never comes and we miss out on now?
A friend of mine told me a story recently. He's a financial planner, and he said his mom lived her whole life for later. He said she did without. She scrimped. She saved. She put her money aside. She didn't do family vacations. They didn't do anything extravagant or elaborate. And it was all for later. And he said when she was 47, she was diagnosed with a terrible cancer and died at an early age. She missed her whole life. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, I'm not necessarily saying that we don't prepare for the future. I think we should, but I think there's a healthy balance in that.
Oh, I agree. I think that, you know, we can be mindful of growing our businesses to a better place without having to have to sacrifice all of the things that are happening. You know, I mean, your kids are never going to be that age that they are now in the future. And it's so funny because, you know, as we get older and as our kids get bigger, we look back and we're like, oh, if only we could have spent another day back when they were, you know, 5 or 7 or when we were, you know, teaching t-ball or those kind of things. You know, it's really important to really relish those while they're there, because they're not going to come back.
Yeah, there was a book I read, and I can't recall the author, but the name of the book was Enjoy the Now. And it said, in this conversation right now with Aaron and Stephen, let's enjoy right now this conversation, not think about later, tonight, tomorrow, what your plans are. It may be your last conversation. You just never know what we're going to be fronted with down the road. And so I would just encourage each and every person, enjoy every age of your children. If they'll only get out of these terrible twos, and then if they'll only get out of being a teenager, you know, I tease people. I say when your child's 15, they lose their mind. They don't get it back till they're 25. But enjoy the process along the way, you know, and that's really much more significant than just adding a few more zeros to your bank account. What I tell guys is that you can be successful at work, and you can come home one day to a house full of strangers. You don't know your wife, and you don't know your children, because all you've spent your effort and energy on is more tangible possessions that the moth is going to eat and rust is going to destroy. And the things that are paramount are those relationships. It's the time with your wife, the time with the children. It's the ball games, it's the practices, it's the piano recitals, and et cetera, you fill in the blank for what's best for you and your family. But I'm just saying that it's not always what you think it's going to be when you get this or when you get that.
It's so important that we remember that the things that we give up on our way to success may not be worth the success. There are people and places and things that are in our life that are there for a reason, But more importantly, they're there because we made the choice. I encourage everybody, take a minute right now and look around at the people that are in your life. Now think for just a second, how important are those people in your life? What amount of money, what amount of success, what amount of fill in the blank here with whatever thing you spend your days pursuing are worth the minutes that you spend with those that you love? Your husband, your children, your wives, all of the people that are in our lives, they're there for a reason. They're there by choice. It is a horrible thing when, as an entrepreneur striving to succeed, we find ourselves forgetting that we're trying to succeed so that we can have a life that we're headed towards, so that we can live significantly. So I encourage you now, during this break, take a minute, step up, stand up, and think, who are the people right here in my house, in my neighborhood, in my community, that I want to make sure they know today that I love them? And then take the time, send them a tweet, send them a Facebook message, write them an email, or even pause this and give them a call on the phone just to simply let them know that you care about them and that they're on your mind. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. We will be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm here with my special guest, Aaron Walker. We are talking today about the significance in our lives, about having a business that leads us to significance, that it's not okay to just have success, especially not at the expense of the people in our lives. I hope that a lot of you had an opportunity over this last commercial break to just really hug on somebody and tell them that we love them. Now, we're going to dive in a little bit more here to the whole concept of really having as an impact and as a focus the things and the people that we really want to be significant in our life. I encourage you to listen up as we talk to you more about how to really, truly be significant as you succeed. We have a lot in our listening audience that are ladies as well. And I think that often females are finding themselves now in business dealing with a thing that the guys have known well or have pretended didn't exist is probably a better way of saying it. And that's that life has to be about more than just the day-to-day work that you do. You know, it's hopefully you're living and working what you're passionate about, so you really love doing it, but it can't become so all-consuming that that you miss out
on life.
Yeah.
Well, here's what happens. We often tie our identity to what we do or what we have. And then when we lose either one of those things, we feel like we've lost our identity. Recently, I had a client here in Nashville, and he hired me to coach him, and he'd had this particular business for 26 years. And he wanted his son to take it over. And he was agonizing over this because his son didn't want it. And so he hired me to be his coach to help him work through this process. And we talked to some merger and acquisition folks. And then we talked about restructuring and building the brand. And in the process, one day I asked him, I said, why is it so important to you for your son to take over this business? He goes, well, it's been in the family and it's, you know, it's like heritage. And it's like he needs to take it over. And my life is never going to be the same because it's going to be out of the family. And he had tied his total identity up in that business. Mm-hmm. And we worked through that process, and after we came to the conclusion that that business was just a part of his life, it was not his entire life. He felt like an anvil, he said, had been taken off his chest. He said, I've never looked at it that way. I've always looked at it as though this business is our family. This is what we do, and now he's not going to do it, so we're destroyed as a result of it. And it took him several months to work through that, Stephen, that he finally understood that that business was something that he did so he could live his life, but he had it confused and it was his life. So I'm just saying, when you have a business, be careful why you're making money. It is so you can live a life, not so that you can just do it to have a life.
Well, and I think that's a significant thing that people want to keep in mind is that we can either put all of our eggs into the basket, as it were, of the striving for success. And we may or may not achieve it. Often, like you were saying earlier, the problem with the pursuit of success is that, whenever you get to that place that you think is going to be success, there's more. There's a whole nother level that
changes.
You didn't have the view of to be able to know to wish for, whereas significance is something that you can attain. You can attain it right now today by determining what's really important.
You know, some people will say to me through emails or webinars, they'll say, you know, if I had the kind of money you've got, I would give it away too, and I would do more charitable random acts of kindness. And I challenge them, and I say, you probably wouldn't. And they look at me, or they're like, what? And I'm like, money magnifies what's already in the heart. It doesn't change it. And it's a lot easier to do things on a much smaller scale than it is to do things on a much grander scale. And so if you won't buy somebody a cup of coffee for $5 or spend an hour helping them, if you had millions, you probably wouldn't give away hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so we've got to really pay attention to our own heart and what's there, and then money just magnifies it. It doesn't change it.
That is such a great point, because what we do, and this is true in our business as well as in our life, what we do in the small things is what we will do in the big things. You know, it reminds me of the age-old concept of Vince Lombardi coming in and telling the people that I'm going to teach you how to be the best at blocking and tackling and the fundamentals that are football. And the rest of it will take care of itself if you're good at those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just really is more important to really focus on those things that are important as opposed to all the other things that could be.
Yeah, the other thing that I try to get people to do now when I'm coaching is to set out specific goals, written goals, because how will you know when you've won? A lot of people will say, well, I just want more, bigger, better, faster, shinier. And that's not necessarily going to make your life better because you make more money or because your business is bigger. That doesn't necessarily your life is going to be better as a direct result of it. I talked to a client this morning, and he said, well, compared to this person, I probably don't make that much money. And I said, well, why are you comparing? It's not about comparison. What kind of life do you want to live? And you need to sit on your porch with your wife or your spouse or whoever it is and say, how do we want our life to end up in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years when we retire? What do we want to be doing? What kind of money do we want to make? Where do we want to live? What kind of trips do we want to take? I wrote a document a couple of years ago called What Do I Want? And in that document, it asks some very specific pointed questions. One of them is if you weren't hindered geographically or financially, what would you do with your life tomorrow? Most people can't answer that question because they're too busy with their nose to the grindstone, trying to make money to pay for things that they probably shouldn't have bought to begin with. And we are so taken captive by that financial monster, if you will, that we can't even take the time to exhale to design a life that we would like to live on purpose. So this little questionnaire goes through and it asks you very specific questions related to you and to your family. And I would just encourage your listeners to really take some time to try to design a life that you can live on purpose and live proactively rather than reactively.
I love that phrase, how will you know when you've won? You know, I mean, I talk about the passion that drives us in my book. And one of the things that we discuss in that is this whole concept of people being money motivated. And the truth of the matter is very few of us really actually are. It's the things that we can get or do with the money that motivates us and not the actual stack of money. You know, unless you're like Scrooge McDuck from the old DuckTales, you know, cartoon, and you're, you know, you've got this big vault and you're actually swimming in your money. You know, it's about what can you do? What life would you have? And if we move ourselves into a conversation about what am I going to do with the money? What life will I have? And then begin creating the foundations to get to that place rather than the pursuit of something that isn't really real and isn't what we really want to begin with.
Right, right. You're exactly right. We just have to make these decisions on case by case for each family.
And it's important that, you know, we include the people that are significant in our lives in that discussion so that we don't then sit down, fill out our whole paper, and it's like, this is what a significant life would look like to me. And then we share it with our spouse, and she's like, well, I would never want to live that life.
Yeah, I had that discussion with a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago, and he's contemplating selling his business, and it's a very, very large business. They have about 5 regional offices. I don't know how many employees they have, and I know his wife, and I said, what does she think about it? He said, I haven't told her. I started laughing. I said, what do you mean? He said, I'll tell her when we've reached a conclusion we're going to do it. And I said, well, what happens if she doesn't want to sell the business? Well, she doesn't really care. She'll sell it. I said, well, how do you know? It's your wife. It's your mate. You need to discuss these things with her. You need to sit down. She may agree or disagree, but, you know, when you made that covenant relationship before God, she became your partner, you know. And God says we became one. That doesn't mean 50-50. We became one. And so I would just suggest strongly that you sit down with her and say, is this the life you want to live? Do we want to do a different business? Do we want to retire? And he didn't do it. I'm real curious to see what the outcome is because he's selling the business. So I'll report back, Stephen. You'll have to have me back on for the conclusion.
Yeah,
but I don't know how this is going to end up for him.
The real point of it is even if in the end she's like, yeah, sure, that's fine, and it wasn't that significant to her, the importance of including our spouse especially in those major life events is something that I think we all struggle with as people and really need to become experts at is, you know, understanding that when we make a major life decision, it is going to impact those people, especially those that live with us.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't want to include their mate. You know, Robin and I have been married 35 years this past June, and I can't even fathom making a decision to that magnitude without her input. You know, I'm the business person in our family, and I handle those things, but I at least include her in the discussion because it's supposed to be, she is, the most important person to me on the planet, and I want to include her in every decision. Not that I agree with every decision that she has, but we're a team.
Well, I'm very blessed to get to work with my wife, Kathy, and we're definitely partners. We're totally complements to one another in our business. And people are always saying to me, you know, what's it like to work and be in the same house all the time with your wife? Don't you guys ever get sick of each other? And it's like, you know, I always look back at them and I go, why would I want to be married to somebody who I didn't want to spend every minute of every day with, you know?
Right. You might have made a bad selection in the beginning if that be the case.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, man. I mean, now, I will have to say I need a little space occasionally. You know, I have an office at home, and then I've got an office that's 10 minutes from our house, and sometimes it's good to have a little bit of space, but I understand what you're saying. Overall, I want to be with her, hear from her, and talk to her.
Those of you that know that Kathy and I work together and we love it. Many of you are friends of Kathy's, and you've heard her or I talk about how we wouldn't have our business be anyway. You know, there are some of you that either that's not the nature of how your life is, or you've tried it and it doesn't work for you. And I don't want anybody to feel any condemnation. But I do want you to hear the message in what we're saying. And that's that person that you've chosen to spend your life with them. Live with them. Don't ever allow your business to be the thing that interrupts your life. I would hate to see anybody make that mistake. So if you didn't already tell them in the last commercial break, I'm going to encourage you to pick up the phone, send an email, tell your significant other that you love them and that you're glad that they're part of your life. You listen to these commercial messages while we continue on with Thriving Entrepreneur. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Aaron Walker. Thank you for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. We're so glad to have you here with us. We have been talking about significance, about not just succeeding in our businesses, but living a thriving life that has significance in it. I hope that for some of you, it's been an opportunity to reevaluate, and for others of you, it has been a wonderful confirmation of just how good the choices that you've made are in your life and that you are living your life as a thriving entrepreneur. I really am glad to have you here with us. Now let's talk some more about how to live a life of significance. So Aaron, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago that you have a sheet that you give to people to help them kind of work through how they can have a significant life. Is that something that a person can download from your website, or
yeah,
how would they get that?
I can do better than that, Stephen. Let me tell you, you've gotten to the punchline for me, so I've got a gift for you. So I've created a landing page, and it's viewfromthetop.com/thriving. And if you'll go there, there's 3 documents. One is a personal assessment, and it deals with your identity, your ideals. It deals with your relationships, your career, your faith, and it's just questions that you can ask yourself. And if you'll go there, I've made that document for free. I've also got the What Do I Want document with 30 questions on that document that you can ask yourself each and every one of these questions and design your life intentionally. And then there's Steps to a Productive Day. You say, I understand now who I am. I understand what I want, but I don't have a clue what to do next. Well, this Steps to a Productive Day will walk you through your day each and every day. It's a Word document so that you can have a very productive day and accomplish your dreams and goals. I've taken the price off of every one of those, and I've put it on that landing page, so feel free to go get those and use them to help you live a successful and significant life.
Wow, that's really awesome. I appreciate that, Aaron. So that's viewfromthetop.com/thriving.
That's correct.
viewfromthetop.com/, which is the one that's just to the left of the shift key on the right-hand side, for people who aren't sure, thriving. viewfromthetop.com/thriving. Sounds like a lot of really great things that I'm sure Aaron could charge you for, but is giving to you, the listening audience, to be able to help you live a more significant life. That's awesome. I really appreciate that, Aaron.
Well, you're welcome. I hope it's beneficial to each of your listeners.
So I like to always make sure that we're good teachers, that we give people actions that they can take. So talk to us. We've gotten to the place now where we know we want to not just be successful, but be significant. What are a couple of things that we could do right now, today, or at the very least this week, to help us really begin to embrace significance in our life?
Well, I think you have to ask yourself some real pointed questions, in whatever you're trying to accomplish. And ask yourself in your service or in the widgets that you're selling, whatever it is, are you providing above and beyond the minimal requirements that people are requiring of you for your service or products? Are you giving because you want to, not because you should? So really explore the motivation behind why you're doing what you're doing. Are you placing personal wants and desires aside for the benefit of others? Are you really prioritizing your goals with other people in mind, or is it everything just about you individually? And I want people to learn to delay personal gratification for the greater advancement of others. You got to ask yourself, am I doing that each and every day? And I guess the last thing that you can do is you can kind of develop the foresight to invest long term so that potentially you could impact generations to come. So don't just look at this Friday or next week, but just think about everything that you do in a long-term strategy so that you could potentially impact generations to come. So those are some action steps that I would do immediately, and I would ask myself those pointed questions to see if I was headed towards living a life of significance.
And I think that's the important point of it, is we want to really embrace that we want to live a significant life, that, yes, we want to be successful. I don't think the two of them need to be or should be dismissed from one another, but we want to be both successful as well as significant, both in our life and in our business.
It's been taught many years that you can't have both, and I just contend you can. If you focus on both of them, you can. You don't have to spend every waking hour trying to make money. You can live a significant life while living successfully.
In fact, I would even submit that I think if you find that you do add significance in with your success, you add, if you will, add a life into your business, that you will find that your business will actually be better, that the people who find themselves working 20-hour days and working themselves in early graves are the ones that really are striving for something that they're never going to reach, because their business just isn't successful, because it's just too much. It's not focused on impactful time. It's just focused on lots of time.
Stephen, what I've found out also, it's really ironic that it happens this way, because when you hyper focus on the significant side of it, the reciprocity of that is more success. People want to be around and do business with people that are looking out for their welfare and their well-being. And I would just contend to you, and it's happened many, many, many times in my personal life, the more I focus on adding value, the more successful I become in the business that I'm presently in. So just get the right focus, get centered on the things that we should be trying to accomplish, and that's aiding and helping others, and you'll be more successful financially.
Absolutely. I love the law of reciprocity. For those of you who are unfamiliar with that term, it simply says that whatever you put into something is exactly what you're going to get out of it. Well, Aaron, I appreciate you taking the time, away from your busy day and hopefully your very significant day to spend some time with us here, pouring into us how to be significant in our successful lives. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen. I appreciate you having me on.
Zig Ziglar once said, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll never want for anything. And that's my hope, my wish, and my dream for you today that have listened to this, is that your contribution, what you give to others, will lead you to the life that helps you thrive like you maybe never have even dreamt you could. Kathy and I really, really want to see you live your lives as a thriving entrepreneur. I want you to remember today, as I tell you every time, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Now go out and live this week with significance. And we will see you next time on Thriving Entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.